Sis. Come on, if this is true in your life, sing it out. Express your thanks to Him that He redeems everything. For you, or could have been one of the most trying years you've ever faced. It doesn't change the fact that God is eternal and His love endures forever, right? That is why I asked you to share both things. You know, God is just, I mean, He's faithful. I feel one of the things as we were sharing, a new day can be a very cliched thing. Everybody talks about New Year's resolutions. You want to stop something, you want to start something, new diet, new exercise, new whatever. But I feel seriously, it is a new day. God always gives us more than 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 chances to start over. And over and over. And maybe there are things that you want to think about and set aside and say, you know, I want to leave that behind in 2017. Maybe it's a habit. Maybe it's a way of thinking. Maybe it's lifestyle. Maybe it's spending habits. Maybe it's the way you spent leisure time. Maybe it's how much time you spent on your phone or on social media. Whatever it is for you, remember your struggle is never alone. He is with you. His grace is sufficient. How many of you had felt 2017 was a really rocky year? My hand is up, okay? I'm not just putting it up. It is up. It was a very rocky year. I didn't know whether I was going or coming, seriously, okay? It was emotionally a very, very trying year for me. But God has seen me through, okay? God has allowed us to stand. It's His grace that we were not overcome. It's His grace that we continue to be overcomers. And if you are like me, and say 2017 was a rocky year, then let's take courage in these verses. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, and for those of you who don't know what that witnesses is referring to, it's referring to all the saints gone by from 2016 and on. Here in scripture to our forefathers who fought great battles of faith, like Paul and Peter and David and Saul, you name it, all of them, Gideon and Joshua and all of them, they fought with their lives. So since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us, we have something to do. We have a part to play. Let us throw off everything that hinders. He's talking in the context of a race. And the sin that so easily entangles. So he's making a distinction between sin and things that hinder. The things that hinder are not necessarily bad things, but they can hinder you from running the race. Like, I could wear jeans and a sweatshirt. Is it bad? No. But if I'm on the track, running a race, it's going to hinder me. Correct? That's the wrong attire. I should be in shorts and a thin t-shirt. Got it? So jeans and a sweatshirt is not bad, but if I'm running a race, it's going to hinder me. So in my race, in my walk of faith with God, you need to think, what are the things that are hindering me from running this race efficiently and well for God? And then, of course, there are definitely things that are sin that we need to put aside. And says, and let us run with perseverance. That means we can give up. We have to persevere. We have to fight the good fight of faith. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. That means there is a race marked out. There is a course that has been marked. It says God has prepared good works for us in advance before the foundations of the world were laid for us to do. Each one of us has a different race. Your race is not mine and mine is not yours. You need to find out what your race is. How do we do this? We fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, what did he do? How did he run his race? He endured the cross, scorning its shame. And then he sat down at the right hand of God. Consider him, that is Jesus, who endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary or lose heart. The Apostle Paul is reminding us of this because it can happen. Many Christians have fallen by the wayside. Hearts have grown cold, got distracted. They've grown weary. They've lost heart for various reasons. Maybe their own life, maybe something done to them, and then they sit there and say, oh, I've been hurt, I've been offended, I've been this, I've been that. Or they've just lived a sinful life and they've taken themselves out of the race. So let's take courage, my friends. Let's take courage, okay? You with me? God is with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us.
You were with us, kneeling on this path.
Let's declare faith this morning, okay? Christ in me.